Trump is expanding his powers when it comes to using the U.S. military on American soil for law enforcement. He signed a new executive order yesterday allowing the administration to create National Guard units, including a new rapid response force, to shut down what the White House calls civil disturbances.
2 weeks after President Trump declared a crime emergency here in the nation's capital, Democratic officials in other states say the president's using the threat of sending in the National Guard to intimidate political rivals.
Mr. President, do not come to Chicago.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker had a strong message for President Trump over warnings he may send National Guard troops to Chicago to fight crime.
It is illegal. It is unconstitutional. It is un-American.
But earlier in the Oval Office, Trump said it could still happen.
We may wait. We may or may not. We may just go in and do it, which is probably what we should do.
On Monday, Trump signed an executive order establishing new units within the National Guard to respond to public order issues. And in Washington, most guardsmen are now armed as they help patrol the streets. The president had this response to those opposing his use of the military in American cities.
They say, we don't need him. Freedom, freedom. He's a dictator. He's a dictator. A lot of people are saying maybe we like a dictator. I don't like a dictator. I'm not a dictator. I'm a man with great common sense and I'm a smart person.
In Chicago, police data shows murders have dropped 50% since 2021, but auto thefts have jumped up nearly 80%. The city's mayor, Brandon Johnson, said help is needed, just not in the form the president's offering.
Our communities need more federal resources for public safety. There's no question about that. But unsolicited, unwarranted military takeover is not needed.
And in another change the president may be implementing, he suggested Monday that the Defense Department could soon become the Department of War. He said the name change would come in about a week. Gail, it was known as the Department of War up until 1949.